from KQED.
15 Republican lawmakers in Sacramento sent a letter to Washington yesterday urging their fellow party members in Congress to act on immigration before the end of the year. The U.S. Senate passed a bill, but the reform effort is stalled in the House. Regardless of what happens, the federal government is purchasing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of security equipment for the U.S. border with Mexico. Are they getting their money's worth? Jude Joffe Block of the Public Radio Collaboration Fronteras Desk explores that question in the second of two reports.
This is Customs and Border Protection's Command Center in Tucson, Arizona. Some of the most advanced technology on the border is on display here. In many ways, it's a model for what could come elsewhere on the border, including parts of California.
10-4 in the country of birth, Romania.
About 20 agents sit at desks facing large video monitors. When they fly drones over remote patches of desert, this is where the video comes in. Today, the monitors show what cameras on the border fence see. Agent Mark Mitchell points to one monitor that looks black and white, but is actually displaying heat. He says this is an added tool for agents.
It'll help them see people hide in the bushes a little bit easier versus a day camera. They can get lost in the brush.
These cameras have been around for some time. In the building next door is where Customs and Border Protection have some of the newest technology, but they wouldn't allow me to visit. That's where agents receive information from over a dozen surveillance towers in the desert that use both cameras and radar. They're called integrated fixed towers. Their radar sweep for drug smugglers and illegal border crossers, and they transmit video.
Our agents can then determine whether that sweep is picking up whether it's an animal, whether it's a person, whether it's a vehicle.
Those fixed towers were originally put up by the contractor Boeing. They're still functional, but the bigger project Boeing tried to create, an elaborate virtual fence called SBINet that would integrate radar, cameras, and sensors all along the southwest border, was deemed a failure. Thad Bingle, a Washington-based security consultant who used to be the chief of staff at Customs and Border Protection, explains the problems with the virtual fence like this.
The issue with SBINet was it was overly ambitious.
There were missed deadlines, system bugs, and escalating costs. After pouring $1 billion into it without success, then Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano canceled SBINet in 2011. And it prompted the federal government to rethink how it approaches border technology.
It really caused an examination within the agency and of going back and saying, okay, you know, we tried to design a system that kind of did a lot of things but didn't do it all very well. So let's focus instead on what do you actually need in these different places.
What they've decided they need is to start in southern Arizona with a $1.5 billion plan that includes more cameras and more integrated fixed towers. California sector chiefs hope for similar technology eventually. For now, competition for the Arizona contracts is heating up. The bid for towers will be the single biggest ground surveillance contract since SBINet. But this time, the contracting process has changed.
There are a lot of things different.
Mark Borkowski works for the Border Agency's Office of Technology, Innovation, and Acquisition. That's a new office set up to prevent SBINet size mistakes. This time, the agency doesn't want to see just paper proposals. Half a dozen finalist companies had to build models and prove their towers work on their own dime. This June, the finalists, which reportedly include Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics, showed off their towers in the desert. They were tested on
how far can your camera see, how far can your radar see, and how confident, how likely is it that if there's something out there, it will actually see it. We call that probability of detection.
Some outside analysts are applauding the agency for taking a more risk-averse approach. Werner Dahm directs a security research institute at Arizona State University.
Having something that works in place and can do the job well is better than having something that maybe is more spectacular from a technology point of view, but that ultimately doesn't end up working.
The agency is expected to name a winner for the integrated fixed towers contract by the end of the year. Meanwhile, a controversy is brewing among landholders. They're angry the government is planning to take pieces of their land by eminent domain in order to install these towers. For the California Report, I'm Jude Joffe Block in Phoenix.
This story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public media collaboration in the Southwest focused on the border and changing demographics.